Marsha Blackburn, "We Should Commend Protesters in China," by Hannah Blow on November 30, 2022. Senator Marsha Blackburn, RTN, on Wednesday commended the protesters in China fighting back against the totalitarian state's zero-COVID policy, noting that the people are speaking up in face of the Chinese Communist Party's, CCP, consistent violation of human rights. Freedom fighters in China are standing up to the Chinese Communist Party and their consistent violation of human rights. That is something to commend, Blackburn said following news of continued uprisings in the totalitarian country. The uprisings, which the Associated Press describes as the greatest show of public dissent against the ruling Communist Party in decades, have continued amid China's zero-COVID policy, as the authoritarian regime has continued to impose inhumane restrictions under the guise of mitigating the Chinese coronavirus. These include locking people in their homes as well as stays in dirty quarantine camps. Police brutality, starvation, and lack of access to health care, as Breitbart News has extensively detailed. While many countries around the world, including some parts of America, violated the civil rights of their citizens through much of the past 2 years in attempts to contain the Chinese coronavirus pandemic, Communist China currently remains the only nation to insist on house arrest as a form of epidemic management, resulting in criticism even from its allies at the World Health Organization, WHO. At home, years of iron-fisted rule resulting in minimal public dissent against the Communist Party began cracking in the early months of 2020, when residents of Hubei Province, where the pandemic began, rioted and attacked police. As lockdowns have persisted, so too have reports of protest signs surfacing with insults against dictator Xi Jinping, Chinese citizens marching in the streets against their regime, and imprisoned citizens brawling with health workers, breaking out of quarantine prisons, and flipping police cars. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, R., began his Tuesday press conference blasting China's zero-COVID policy, deeming it completely unscientific and simply a pretext for them to do what they want to do anyways. "I just want to make a comment about what we've been seeing going on in China. This zero-COVID policy is draconian and violates people's liberties, and it is completely unscientific. And the people of China are right to be able to speak out in protest against what the Chinese Communist Party, CCP, is doing. Zero-COVID is really just a pretext for them to do what they want to do anyways, and that is not a model that can work over the long term. The people in China are finally speaking out against it. And I just think we need these draconian COVID policies to go to the ash heap of history where they belong," he said, mentioning the reports of Apple not allowing protesters to use the AirDrop function to communicate. Watch.